at the MFA Inc. annual meeting and also 100-year celebration. I'm visiting with Bill Streeter, who is the CEO, right, Bill?
Correct, Chuck. Good morning.
Well, glad to be here with you, even if it's a little chillier than my home state now. But this is a real milestone that MFA has reached. Tell me some of your thoughts about that. Maybe some ideas or thoughts you'd like to share with this crowd that's gathering here today.
Well, Chuck, let's go back and and talk about the creation of MFA in 1914. Think about the level of communications that was available at that point in time. Think about the ability to move around the country with automobiles that were new on the horizon, and mainly it was horses and teams and stagecoaches, etc. So now you've progressed to 30 years ago plus. You put a man on the moon, and now we have all the satellite technology. Well, you're going to use the Twitter and what else? Facebook today?
Flickr, YouTube,
yeah,
you name it, all
yeah.
Of them.
So we've progressed from the United States Mail Service that took a few days to move communications when the company began, until today you're going to do it in a matter of seconds.
Exactly. In fact, we've already been doing that here this morning. And it is a marvel for somebody whose career has been in the communications business for over 30 years now to see those changes. But that's happening everywhere. I think we're going to look at that history you talked about from beginning to today, here on the stage today. What are some of the things that kind of stand out in your mind, looking back at this point, that have been maybe just some of the highlights or what's made MFA successful?
Well, I think it goes back to the honesty and integrity of the employees in dealing with a customer. I think that's first and foremost. Years ago, doing business with a particular company, a co-op in particular, it was based upon loyalty. Now, as we move into this century, it's based upon a relationship, a partnership, and a trust factor.
You've got a lot of those employees here from, I don't know, every location, but you've certainly got a lot of those spread around your territory. What's your sense from the staff in terms of their thoughts on working for an organization that's made it to this level?
Well, whenever we have service awards on an annual basis, it's not unusual that we will have a service award for several people that are 40 plus years, 35 plus years, 25 plus years. Many times at a function that we have in our annual meeting in Columbia, our annual kickoff meeting in Columbia, the service awards of the group that just attends that, which would be 250 people, their total years of service will collectively approach 600 years. That tells you about the organization. They're qualified, they're competent employees, well-trained. They could work for other companies, but they like working in the environment that we provide and who we're working for, and that's the American farmer.
Absolutely. I have had the opportunity to do some work with MFA over the years and have some even kind of call them lifelong friends and acquaintances that work for the company. So we really appreciate bringing me in here today, and thank you very much. Just maybe some parting thoughts on not so much today's activities, but what you see for the, we'll call it the next 100 years for MFA.
Oh, who knows? I'm the CEO of MFA, and when I began my career with MFA 42 years ago, and someone said, Bill, what is a CEO? I would have said, I do not know. Obviously, you know what the president of the United States is or the president of a major corporation, but who knows what's going to happen. But I will tell you this. The company is financially strong. It has dedicated and competent employees. We have an engaged, sophisticated, educated board of directors, and we're poised for growth at least into the next decade. Mm-hmm. With, let's say, moderate to moderate plus success.
Well, we will hope for the best. Certainly, when it comes to the agricultural sector, your business, we've had some good times here, but it gets volatile. It's going up and down.
Absolutely, and if you go back to the beginning of the company, again, there was no communications, there was no infrastructure, but think about the people that traveled for 2 to 3 days to attend this particular meeting in Sedalia, Missouri, later on in Springfield, Missouri, and then the last few years in Columbia, Missouri. And let's fast forward, the company was started at the beginning of World War One. Then we went through the Depression. Then we went through World War II. And then we went from horse and mules tilling the fields and planting the crops until mechanization with farm tractors and combines and cotton pickers. Then we moved into the 50s and 60s. And then in the early 70s, crop protection products took off, which protected the plants. Hybrid seed corn came into existence in the 50s. High analysis fertilizer began in the early 50s. And then we moved into precision farming, where nowadays we take a look at chopping up a farmer into two-acre grids and farming 160 acres as if it was 82-acre gardens. And we also have computer technology for feeding dairy cows, where each cow will have its own chip, and they will get the amount of feed it takes to maximize that milk production. Same way in beef and pork. The technology is amazing, and we'll go into the next decade. I suspect that there's more stuff out there available that perhaps I don't even know about. And after all, technology is good. If the world population doubles by 2050, then the American farmer should be poised to take care of that void.
Absolutely, and we know that need is coming. I'll tell you what, I love your analogy on precision farming. I have not heard that one. I'm going to maybe have to borrow that, but I'll try to remember to credit you for that one. It's a good one. Well, thank you very much, Bill, for visiting with me here. I know we're getting kind of close to the start of today's program. Looking forward to it. And once again, I want to thank MFA for bringing me in here to celebrate with them today and help share that message out in the AgWire community. Here from Sedalia, Missouri, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.